Mike Oberman first met Bruce Houston, a sergeant with the Missouri State Highway Patrol, earlier this year, after his farm was burglarized. Today, the two are like old friends, sipping coffee and catching up about other metal thefts that have occurred since Houston last paid a visit.
Gardner boys, too, they got broke into, you know.
Who did?
Gardner's body shop out here.
Oh, yeah?
It was about a week after they got us.
Oberman owns a farm of row crops and cattle northwest of Windsor, Missouri, a rural town of 3,000 at the juncture of four counties. Windsor has been the victim of several metal thefts this year that have plagued farmers, construction companies, and body shops alike. When Oberman's farm was raided, he lost $500 to $600 worth of fencing material and an aluminum boat.
It's been a family for over 40 years. It's got a lot of memories with this boat.
Metal is a valuable commodity because of its untraceable nature and fast turnover. Thieves can steal metal items and sell them for cash at a recycling facility within hours of obtaining the property. Gary Bush is the director of metal theft prevention for the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries, a trade group that represents 1,600 scrap metal recyclers across the nation. He says anything that can be recycled in rural areas is being stolen.
Some people had an aluminum screened-in back porch, and they left for a few days, and somebody came and disassembled and took their aluminum screen porch.
Farm machinery like tractors are often targets for thieves as well. Missouri and Kansas are among the top states in the nation for farm machinery theft, according to the National Equipment Register, a company that tracks heavy farm and construction equipment thefts with data from the National Insurance Crime Bureau. Ryan Shepard is the president of the register.
The year upon year, roughly $1 billion of farm and construction equipment is stolen in the U.S. that's insured.
Equipment manufacturers like John Deere are responding by installing GPS systems into their equipment.
This is the 7200R, the smallest tractor of this series.
Chad Lyon is the store manager at the Heartland John Deere dealership in Centerview, Missouri. On larger equipment, his customers can buy JD Link. It's a GPS alert system that allows customers to set parameters on their property and time frames for when the machine should be used.
They can even identify who they want to be notified if the tractor is stolen or if it leaves a geofence or if it started outside of the prescribed time frame.
Large farm machinery has an advantage when it comes to identification, a serial number. But for the basic metal items, there's rarely a way to distinguish them. Sergeant Houston of the Missouri State Highway Patrol says this provides the most difficult task when trying to recover stolen items. And it provides leeway for those recyclers who willingly purchase stolen material.
I don't think they ask a lot of questions, and they don't want to.
Some states are asking more from recyclers when they purchase scrap metal. In Idaho, a new law requires recycling facilities to photograph individuals and their license plates when they sell scrap metal. On the home front, farmers should review their habits. According to Shepard, the number one mistake farmers make is leaving equipment exposed without protection, sometimes with the keys still inside.
If you had a classic car, a Mustang, a Porsche, you know, I don't think you would leave the keys in the front seat or in the ignition every night when you went to bed.
Once a farm is hit, Sergeant Houston says the thieves often return, so farmers should keep their guard up and keep the keys out of the ignition. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Payne Roberts.